interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again. Glory, so true.
806, Morning Mayhem, live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month where right now you can get a great deal on a Ram truck, Jeep Grand Cherokee, Jeep Gladiator, Rubicons, new Jeep Compass, or Grand Wagoneers. They've also got great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles. So stop by later in the show. Christian's going to take his iPad around and show some of the deals that we've got. And you'll be able to, if you're watching online, you can see some of the cars that Frank's got for sale out here at Fletcher. Speaking of deals and things getting to go on, Trey Schaap is live in the Bahamas. Todd, go ahead and hit his liner for Trey in the Bahamas.
The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Bahamar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System. For every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state. Embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
Schaap, what's up, my man?
What's going on, RJ? How are you?
Well, you and I exchanged, we traded out because I was just there about a week and a half ago, and now you are hanging out in the Bahamas for the Razorbacks, and Christian and I talked about this morning, saw that the big seven-footer is not going to be eligible to play this weekend down there, but did he make the trip?
Yes, he did make the trip. Mika Murinen is who we're talking about, the freshman from Finland. And The reason is the NCAA has not cleared him yet. And the NCAA has not cleared a lot of international students. There is hope that he could possibly get cleared while they are down here and he could play in some of their next games. They say there's no thought of him not being cleared by the time the season gets here. But he's been able to practice with the team, shoots the ball really, really well from outside. And Coach Cal hopes that at any moment the NCAA is going to clear him and he's going to be able to play.
So what are all the teams down there? I know that today they're playing the Bahama national team. What other games are they playing and who against who down there?
Yeah, so today they play the Bahamas national team. That game starts at 6 o'clock Central time. So all these times that I'm going to give you are central. Tomorrow they play Carleton University. It's a team out of Canada. And then Monday, that game's at 5 o'clock. Monday at 5 o'clock they play Torres de Valle, a team out of Colombia. And then Tuesday at 11 a.m. they play the University of Calgary, and that, of course, is out of Canada. And all of the games are going to be on Flow Sports. So if you can find a local watering hole that you like to go to that might be carrying the game, you can go watch the Razorbacks.
They're playing the Bahama national team today. Do we have a roster on that Bahama national team? Do we know if their NBA guys are going to be playing or
not yet, Kristen? I have not seen a roster. Mike Kaywood, the SID for the Razorbacks, hadn't given us a roster yet. I assume that once we get into the convention center, maybe an hour before the game, okay, now we're going to be able to see who's actually on this team. Don't know if there are going to be any NBAers on the team. If you remember back, Buddy Hield played for the Bahamas national team a couple of years ago.
I believe DeAndre Ayton does. They have quite a few players.
Well, so are you staying? I mean, I'm assuming you are, Trey. You're staying the whole time they're down there. You're at a great resort, by the way. That if you've not, I don't know if you made it around a whole lot, but that is a really nice resort down the Bahamas. So I'm assuming you'll be there till Tuesday.
Be here till two, cover the game Tuesday, fly out Wednesday morning. Yeah, so tough job. You know, someone's got to do it. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, because without them, we cannot make this possible. And that's Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. The UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the official medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. Also want to thank Jim Wells Financial Advisors. They have their show every morning at 10 o'clock on The Buzz. And the University of Arkansas System, not just the University of Arkansas, but they have UAMS. They have the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, University of Arkansas at Monticello, UAPB, University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and their only 100% online institution in the state, University of Arkansas, Grantham.
I'm just telling you, Trey, like, you are the man. Like, you are literally the I was telling Christian, everybody should envy Trey Shep's job, because if he got to go to the Maui Invitational, he's in the Bahamas, SEC, the spring meetings. I mean, my man is over here crushing it on, and look, I don't want to make it sound like Trey's just out vacation. Trey is working, and I'm not, but I'm just telling you, Trey, since your time at the Buzz, you have gotten to go to the coolest events since you've been at the Buzz.
But where are you staying? What resort are you staying
at? We're at the Baja Mar. The Baja Mar, Mr. Fletcher.
I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
It's pretty nice. How much of your money did the casino get?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't gamble much. I tell you a funny story about it. I went to the restaurant. I've forgotten the name of the nice restaurant there. And everything in the Bahamas is very slow. If you don't push them, you'll be sitting there an hour and a half. So I've learned whatever tip I'm going to give, I called the young man over the table and I said, listen, we got to be at a show. And so I gave him, it was $6 or $8. So I knew it was going to be a big bill. I gave him $100. And he said, what do I have to do for this? And I said, we want to get our food right away. Well, he took food off of other people's plates. So all of a sudden, we had our dessert sitting on top of our entree. I mean, everybody with us laughed. We've laughed about that. So we ate in about 20 minutes. But if you don't rush them up a little bit, the best way in the Bahamas always is to give whatever you're going to give them, give it to them when you start.
Right at the beginning,
they don't know whether you're gonna give them a tip or not. And a lot of people there, you know, from up east, they don't tip
well, and you know, they started putting in the gratuity into all the bills, so like they do 15%, and so they're, you know, they're sitting here going, nobody's going to tip on top of that. So if you give them a little bit of an incentive, they'll
exactly, you give them an incentive to get started, you get your food.
How does the team look
practicing?
Well, I didn't get here early enough yesterday to see them practice here. I did watch some videos of them back in Fayetteville on Monday before they left. And Ms. Fletcher, it looks like they're shooting the ball really, really well. I'm excited to see this team. I mean, this is the first time Arkansas has produced the nation's number one recruiting class. And so that's what we're going to get to see down here in these four games. And I will tell you this. Flow Sports is the only way that you can watch these games. There's no radio broadcast of the games. So make sure you tune into The Buzz social media, because after each game, I'm going to be able to post some videos with post-game reaction from players, coaches. I'll do a video recap after each game. That includes today's games, tomorrow's game, Monday and Tuesday. Obviously, we'll have sound back there. I'm going to join Bill Vickery on Sunday to talk to him and call into every show. So we've got it covered down here in the Bahamas. We'll be able to tell you exactly what we think of this team.
Awesome, Trey. Well, hey, have a good trip, bud, and the guys will talk to you on Monday when they get back from the Keys.
Yeah, I hope they're having a good time over there, and you guys have a good time there back in Little Rock and sell some vehicles.
Okay, Trey, thanks so much, man.
All right, guys.
Frank, you know, one thing that we have not gotten to, and you do it every time you have a show over here, you talk about the latest book that you're reading right now, and I'll full disclosure, I've tried to get into like reading books like Frank does. I'm more the audiobook guy. Like, well, I'll drive down the road and listen to audiobooks. But Frank, what are you reading this month?
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about what I want you to think about these books. Is you're always needing something for a birthday, for a family member, or, you know, I like to give a book to somebody, like a doctor or something. You know, just send them a book and say, man, thank you for saving my life, you know, or didn't, mm-hmm. you didn't kill me when I thought it was going to really hurt. Anyway, I like to give books for occasions, anniversary, birthdays. And then, you know, when you don't know what to get that special person that's got everything, a book is the answer. So here's my latest that I've really, really enjoyed. And I think most of the audience will remember the horse by the name of Cody's Whoosh. Mm-hmm. Cody's Whoosh was about a young man in a wheelchair named Cody. And then the horse won the Breeders' Cup. It was Horse of the Year. Bill Mott was a trainer. So there's a new paperback book out, and the name of it is Cody's Whoosh. So anybody that you've ever heard of, it goes to Oaklawn, goes to racing, likes racing, this is an easy read. But you also will tear up and do a little crying, or I did, about this story, about this young man. Just to give you a quick, if you don't know the story, he was not expected to live. He actually lived till he was 16, but he was not expected to live over 2 or 3 years. So when he was real young in a wheelchair, the Make-A-Whoosh took him to the horse farmer in Lexington, and they were scared, you know, that these young horses that were 2 years old were really pretty wild, particularly the colts. So they brought this horse over and going to, you know, introduce him to the horse about 6 feet away. And the horse came over to him and dropped his head into this kid's lap in a wheelchair. And so it was just something they couldn't believe. So this kid kept saying, this horse will never win unless I go. So when he ran a couple of times, he lost, and the kid wasn't there. So the kid was keeping up with the horse. And this farm named him Cody's Whoosh after that first meeting. So that's, the horse was officially named that when it first ran. So they took Cody to a track, and the horse won by 7 or 8 lengths. And the horse won and won and won and went on and won all the big races, won the Breeders' Cup. And Cody was at each race. And the horse, when he came onto the track, before he would do anything, the horse insisted on going over and putting his head in his lap. So really? Nobody believed it. And then there were thousands of photographers at these big races that couldn't believe his horse recognized this kid because he was in his wheelchair. So it's a wonderful book. And, you know, every one of you listening got somebody you're thinking about, so buy that book. The next one, if you're interested in horse racing, that I absolutely love, it's just a new book, and I know the author. The name of this book is A.P. Indy. A.P. Indy. That was a famous horse for a few years back, and it's a story about how he started his career and won everything. And it's written by Lenny Shulman, who is a great author of horse racing. But you don't have to be a horse racing nut to enjoy this. This is a story about a great horse. And then once you get through reading this book, which is a small book, you can read it in 2 or 3 hours. You can go on YouTube and watch all of AP Indy's races after you've read this book. So that's what really, really is fantastic. And I've mentioned the third book before, and I've had a lot of people call me and they said, I can't ever remember the book you're talking about. But this is a larger book that's called Unreasonable Hospitality. Unreasonable Hospitality. And if you're in the sales business, or if you're in the restaurant business, or you're in any business, you're dealing with the public and you want to know how to be the greatest in the world, I've read this book twice.
It's called what?
Unreasonable Hospitality.
Okay.
And it's got a big yellow cover on it if you go in a bookstore. But I've had some very good friends call me and go, man, I love that book, and I'm buying it, you know, and sending it to so-and-so. It's in the business, whatever the pipe business it is, that hospitality. And just to give you, for instance, these guys are in New York, and they own a restaurant. And they went from number 50 in the world to number 1 in the world. And they talk about what they do different. Like every restaurant you walk into, there's a piece of furniture and somebody standing behind it. And mm-hmm. you go in and they go, you tell them your name and they go, oh, yeah, we have your reservation. Or they tell you, you don't have a reservation. Yeah. Well, these guys got rid of that piece of furniture. And then they researched everybody that's going to come in. They say every person in the world you can find on the Internet if you look under different things you can find. So they know a picture of you and the person that's trained to meet you at the front door when you come in and calls you by name. And if you're, you know, from out of town, I hear you're from Arkansas. I understand
really?
You like horse racing. So we've got some horse stuff on your table tonight. And then, they, you know, I had a couple that missed their plane. They were going to Hawaii. So they went out and got sand and made a sandbar in front of their table. But, you know, it's just on and on and on about what they're doing. And, of course, we can't do a lot of those things in my restaurants, but we've learned from them.
Yeah.
Like at 4 o'clock when you have a meeting, you have a staff meeting of what's going to happen that night, who's coming in that night, what your specials are. Well, they learn to let the waiters, the wait staff, carry on the meeting rather than the management. And the wait staff learned how, and I'll tell you one little trick they used. Like in a big restaurant in New York or a lot of other places, they come to the table and they ask you, would you like to have the regular water, or would you like to have bottled water? If so, would you like to have still or sparkling water? So then that waiter has to go tell somebody else to find whatever water the customer wanted.
Yeah.
That takes time. So they got a trick of the waiter puts his hand behind his back and puts out one finger if it's regular water, two fingers if it's still, and three fingers if it's sparkling
yeah.
water. So the other waiter who sees the signal comes over to the table. As the first waiter leaves, the guy brings the exact water over to the table immediately. So,
that's,
you know, that's
right.
kind of stuff
yeah.
we can do.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'm just giving you one or two things, but it's a beautiful book about, you know, if you're in business, you know, or again, what the reason I talk about these books, I hope people are interested in that it makes the greatest gift in the world when you've got people you don't know what they want.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So anyway, that's my three books.
Well, and I don't read a lot, but I am interested in the Unreasonable Hospitality book, so I may have to go.
It will be exactly what you want to read, and you're in the real estate business.
Yeah, no, I think that one will be good. Hey, real quick, you were just talking about the food and restaurants and things like that. So did you know that Wendy's and McDonald's right now are trying to make AI robots to take your order at the drive-thru window, to take your order if you come inside, and Wendy's right now is trying to make AI robots to actually cook the food
wow.
in the back, and McDonald's already released some of these AI robots into production. Wendy's is still working through it. But thoughts on that? Because they say it's not to get rid of the actual worker. They want the actual worker to be more of a customer service, interact with the customer, and let the AI robots do all
that. They can say what they're
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of
workers. But the idea is to get rid of them.
Yeah, that was in the
press. Get rid of the worker who doesn't come to work.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
The Hardee's beside my house tried the drive-through AI deal,
yeah.
and it just didn't work.
And
they went back to the answering the deal.
But I went into a Wendy's in Ocala the other day, and a McDonald's for breakfast, and everything was on a big
kiosk.
Board. And
yeah.
so, you know, they had already cut it down to just you punch a number and pay, and they, you know, put a credit card there. And so I had no contact until somebody brought the food put it on a tray and
hand it. Yeah, that's how things work now. You go into a McDonald's or whatever, they have those kiosks that are right there. And you go and you pick your food out. And then, this is just going to further. They're cutting people's jobs. That's what they're doing.
100%. I just, when you start to think about the AI robot actually cooking the food in the back, right? And
there's got to be somebody that supervises
that. There's got to be somebody to at least stack the food into the grill or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it just takes part of, you know, the flipping the burgers or what. But, you know, that's what Elon Musk is spending all his money on now, is to develop these robots that supposedly you could buy one for your home for $28,000. That clean your home, cook your food.
Yeah, it's like vacuum, the Jetsons robot.
You know, everything for $28,000. And so we all laugh about that. You know what?
Yeah.
Two, 3 years from now, we might all be making payments on a robot.
The expectations of, customer service is different where you go. You go to Chick-fil-A, you expect what you get.
I expect my pleasure. That's what I expect from
I go to Wendy's the other day. This is a true story. And I asked for a thing of ranch, and she said it's 50 cents. And I'm digging in my deal, and I find 55 cents, and I hand it to her, 60 cents. You go to Chick-fil-A, if you want 10 Chick-fil-A sauces, they stick it in your bag.
Yeah.
you know, it's sad that
that's why they have the business.
You go there, they're full of business. You get, they ask you, hey, would you rather go to the beach or would you rather go this? And they tally it on the deal. It's just the little things like that. And you don't mind paying for that, you know, but you got to pay 55 cents for a thing of ranch at Wendy's.
I think about all the businesses Frank has had and done. Here in a few years, you're going to have Frank's AI robot to clean your house that he's going to be selling to get people to buy those things.
You know, a good human interaction means a lot.
It does.
No, I agree with that. And, hey, real quick, before we hit the break, Zip, tell us the deal of the day here at Fletcher.
What's been working this month is trying to get affordability. You have Ram trucks, $15,000 off. And like Frank said, if you weren't listening earlier, it's no gimmick. You can come write me a check. You can finance with me. We're going to give you what your trade's actually worth. We're going to hopefully you take it to the car wash, like he said earlier, because when we do sell our pre-owned cars, we make sure they're safe. We put tires on them. We make sure the windshields are replaced. We want you to be able to drive it to a friend and not have to apologize for 42 scratches and say, well, you know, you bought a used car. So we have a guy comes in here. He polishes the paint. He does all that. We do a real detail on these things. If they need to be shampooed, we shampoo the carpets. We shampoo the seats. We want you to be able to buy a vehicle that you're proud of. You got new Grand Cherokees, $8,000 off. You got Gladiator Rubicons at $9,000 off. You got a new Compass four-wheel drive, start at $399 a month. And the best bang for the buck, it sounds like a lot of money, but if you're shopping Expeditions and Tahoes and Yukons, we got brand-new Grand Wagoneers starting at $59,997. Heated and cool seats, remote start, leather. There is no base model in them. So you're not getting a, you know, a base model vehicle. And we certify as many pre-owned cars as we can. That way when you leave here, if you choose not to buy an extended warranty, which there's a lot of bad stigmas, we use CNA. CNA, if you get online, they got the best reviews. They actually pay when the vehicle breaks. We try to give you a 3-month, 3,000-mile warranty if you don't want to buy any extended warranty. That way, we can both sleep good at night. You can sleep good that you got some protection if something does break for a short period of time, and we have the ability to say, bring it on in, get you a loaner so you can continue going to work, and we'll fix your vehicle at hopefully no cost to you if it's certified.
When we come back, The logo man Shohei Ohtani trading card was found. It's a one-of-one card, and the guy immediately sold it for a crazy amount of money. I want to talk about
this. Oh, gosh.
Wow. Frank, I can't even imagine.
Absolutely insane. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's 8:28, live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Former University of Central Arkansas pitcher Noah Cameron was masterful for the Kansas City Royals yesterday, but Cody Clemens of the Minnesota Twins got the last word in an ultimate way.
The 0-2 from Strom. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Beckett goes. Deep it goes. And gone. Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field.
The grand slam was ultimate in that the Twins were down three runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and an 0-2 count against Clemens. But the Twins come away with a 4-3 win. Cameron did his part, though, allowing just one hit with two walks and seven strikeouts in a career-long eight innings. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Joel Young.
Friday brings more dangerous heat, climbing up to 97. It will feel like 105 to 109, so heat advisories are in effect through the day. There's about a 20% chance of a few showers and storms, and a greater chance Friday night as a cool front comes through, dropping us to 79 by Saturday morning. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Fox 16 Chief Meteorologist Joel Young.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we will be live in Hot Springs for the Spa City Classic. Biggest, pickleball tournament indoors in the state. Come on out and see us. Also, we'll be checking in with Trey Schaap. He's in the Bahamas for the Razorbacks basketball games. Also, Steve Sullivan, Neil Atkinson, and Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com. All that and much more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, where it's the end of the month. If you're looking to make a deal on a new vehicle, come on out and see the guys over here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Justin Moore out in Poland. Christian Weaver, I'm RJ Hawk. Todd Pierce back in the studio. And Justin, I heard you just a minute ago, and I was not a baseball collector of cards growing up. I mean, I had friends that did it and everything like that. And I saw where this one-of-one Shohei Ohtani dual gold logo man autograph card was found. So basically card collectors had been going through the Topps packs, right? And, I mean, any of us could have gone and bought a pack and opened it up and hoped that this one card was in there. And a guy down in, I believe it was Boca Raton, he owned a card store. He opened a pack.
Perfect. If he's living in Boca, he's probably already doing all right.
100%. So he opens it up and boom, there it is. Okay. So now he's got the one of one card and he's a card collector. Well, he has already sold said card for $11 million for a single card. Now, I mean,
oh my gosh.
I get, like, the collectors. I collect memorabilia and stuff. I don't understand what makes this card so special. Like,
it's,
I know
the,
it's,
only one,
because
it's the only one.
It's like Justin said, supply and demand.
I mean, I get that. I get it. But it's got his actual signature on it. But
why would it ever be in a pack of cards?
Because
that's the thing.
That's a lure.
Yeah, Topps was doing this.
If you buy this pack, maybe you can get the Shohei Ohtani card. Yeah.
So it's got to be legitimate.
And it's got, but $11 million for the, like, that just,
here's why it's worth that much.
Probably the best baseball player ever.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Do what, Justin?
I was just saying, here's why it's worth that much. because somebody will pay it.
That's true.
That's true.
That's what cards are worth.
Yeah, I just
it's,
you know,
I mean, I don't get it either, but it's
Justin,
wild.
I say that all the time. You know, we're in the car business. We don't set the market. The customer sets the market. So, you know, whether it's a pre-owned or a new car, if the new cars aren't selling, the manufacturer comes up and I can take $15,000 off Ram. We can move them in a high-speed deal. And then pre-owned cars, the customer sets the market. If everybody's out buying pre-owned cars, the market goes up. If nobody's buying pre-owned cars,
right.
They go down.
But what's crazy about this, for this one, so this card, it's the third highest figure for a sports card, behind the Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant one of one that was done in August of 2025. And then there was a Mickey Mantle 1952 card that sold for $12.6 million. And then the Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant one went for $13 million.
You know what scares me with memorabilia and all that now is knockoffs. So, like, they sell these cases of cards. Frank was trying to figure out what's going on. Maybe a case of cards is $150 and you got all these packs you open. I mean, there's got to be somebody that's figured out how to open all these packs, seal them back, make it all look brand new, and then people go in and spend, you know, maybe this card pack was made in 1998 and nobody's ever opened it, and so you pay all this extra money, but did somebody open them up?
That's right.
Reseal them up? I mean, I'm sure that goes on.
Frank, do you collect anything, or have you ever collected anything?
Not that I think of right off top of my head. I've bought some old cars, like, you know, I bought some old car. I had a Clanet. It's a, you know, it has the old Gatsby fenders on it, and then stuff like that I've bought and sold, but I've never bought it. I mean, never collected anything like you're speaking of.
Justin, do you collect anything? I mean, I've seen your office, so you've got a bunch of your memorabilia from your career, but do you collect anything else?
Yeah. I kind of inadvertently have collected guitars and guns. Outside of that, man, not really. I really don't. I did the card thing as a kid. I wish I'd kept them all now, because Sal's really into them, my son, and of course he can tell you, well, oh, Dad, this was a so and so card. It's worth $130 or whatever. Yeah. I don't even know how he knows all that stuff, but. I really don't, to be honest with you. I hadn't thought about that till you asked, but not particularly.
Christian, you don't collect anything, do you?
Yeah, I do. I collect movies and anime and manga. Quite a bit. I have a pretty large collection.
Yeah. Okay. So,
is this the car that you own, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, that's
pretty cool.
Looked that up fast.
Clanet.
Yeah. Looked like a great Gatsby car.
I went to the factory, back in the 70s. They made those things new. They used a Lincoln drivetrain, a Lincoln engine transmission, and they, you know, crafted the body. And they were made in California. So I went to this factory, and they were like $38,000 or $40,000. And the next thing I looked, they were $60,000. And then... anyway, I found a used one in Phoenix, Arizona. Had, you know, like 2,000 miles on it.
Wow.
So I had it shipped back here. Well, the problem was, you know, it was a cool car, but you couldn't leave. You couldn't go to a movie and leave it, or you couldn't go in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
People would be leaning all over, laying on it, taking pictures. And, you know, the same thing happened. I bought a Testarossa Ferrari. And the nearest dealer to here is Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. There's no dealer in Memphis, or there wasn't one. So I go down to Jackson, Mississippi, and buy this Testarossa Ferrari. And, you know, I had the engine was in the back. It was just an unbelievable car. I drove it out here on the interstate. Well, there was nobody on Sunday morning. I got it up to 160 miles an hour, and the fan belt broke. And I thought the whole engine had come apart, because when the fan belt broke, it just all kind of noise. And they came over here from Jackson, Mississippi, in a truck and took the car to Jackson and fixed it.
Really?
So it was amazing. And a guy knocked on my door in my home and said, "Hey, I hear you got a Testarossa under that cover out there." And I go, "Yeah." "So, well, what about it?" And he goes, "Well, I'm going to buy it." And I go, "It's not for sale." And he goes, "You're mistaken. Everything's for sale. We're just talking about the price." So I called a dealer down in Jackson, and he goes, "How much is he offering?" I said, "He's offering $60,000 more than I paid for it." And he said, "Well, don't sell it to him. Sell it to us." And I said, "Is that kind of market for?" He said, "Yeah, this, you know, we don't get but one or two a year to sell, mm-hmm. and the Japanese are all trying to buy them." So I said, "Well, I'll sell it to you if you'll sell me a new one for the sticker price." And so anyway, I got the second one, and the market went down, and I lost about half of what I paid for on the second one. So again, it's like Justin said, "Well, I go, who wants to pay for it?"
Yeah.
Not what it's worth, it's what somebody's willing to pay for.
Well, just during the break, hearing your story of cars, and you should, Christian looked up the one, but now you've got this Tesla now that will do. I mean, it's a Cadillac of Teslas, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm driving a new Tesla. And a Model X, which is now discontinued. The reason I bought it, you can't get them anymore.
Okay.
But it's a self-driving car, you know, and I've heard about it and everything, but I'm going to tell you something. It's unbelievable. I was telling the story. You park it, you know, it'll park itself in a parking lot, and you go in a grocery store and buy your groceries. You come out, you can tap your phone, and the car will unpark itself, and no one in it, and it'll come to you where you are. So you don't have to walk back out where you're
just at the front door.
At the front door. If you want to your air conditioner to come on at a certain time, you know you're going to get in the car. You can preset it and it'll re-air condition the car, get it cool. I don't see well at night. So, you know, it's wonderful because it never crosses a line. And you go down the interstate, if there's a car coming up fast behind you, it will move over a lane before the car gets close to you. And if it's behind a truck, it will move to another lane because it wants to be able to see in front of it.
Yeah.
If it hears a fire truck, you know, two or three blocks off, it will pull over automatically. If it sees a squirrel go in front of it, it'll stop.
Now, you can drive it, though, right?
Oh, like, yeah. You can just, if you don't, anything, you're nervous or whatever, you just touch the brake and that kicks it off. And
okay.
So you're back to regular driving.
Okay.
So
I wonder if they've
when I first got it, I was just scared. You know, it's not going to do.
Yeah.
It's not going to make this turn or whatever. So I would hit the brake. But the funny thing I was telling you, if you pick your phone up and you start not paying attention, the dash will start flashing red, and then it will come on the screen right in front of you and says you're in timeout, and the car will stop driving itself and pull over. And as the screen says, it's like a kid, it says to me, "You're in timeout," meaning that I wasn't paying attention. So what the best thing to do is just put your hand on the steering wheel if you're going to talk on your phone.
Yeah.
It wants to know that you're
paying attention,
that you're not asleep or whatever. I have a heart doctor that I won't mention his name, but he drives to work from West Little Rock to the Baptist Hospital, and he reads the newspaper all the way. And I said, "How do you get past the camera watching you?" And he said, "I've got a trick. I'm not going to tell you how to do it." But he reads the newspaper all the way.
All the way to work.
All the way, you know, from West Little Rock. Takes him 30, 40 minutes. So, but it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So, you know, for people that are older, you know, the kids take their grandparents' car away from them because grandma's running.
Not if you have a Tesla.
And so they get a Tesla and they keep driving.
Hey, it's not as scary to ride with Frank anymore at lunchtime because he's got this car. It's taking us everywhere.
He's got a button on the steering wheel and you just say, "Take me to Oakland Casino."
You just talk to it.
You just talk. You know, it's got this AI lady that comes on and says, "Well, let's, you know, 52 minutes you'll arrive." It tells you when you're going to get there, and it will find a parking place and park itself.
That is genius. Justin, what were you saying?
I was just curious when Frank was talking about the it'll come pick you up at the, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, which is ridiculously cool. I wonder, RJ, for you, like, are they going to have to start developing laws for stuff like that? Or is it, if you get a car that's capable of doing that now, I guess, it's just whatever it'll do, it's good to go. Maybe they couldn't sell it if not. I don't know. Maybe a stupid question, but
no, I think you're now in Arkansas. I don't think we have any autonomous laws, but I did see. Where was I?
Well, they have, like, the cars in California and stuff that there's nobody in them, right?
Other states, too.
That's Waymo. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works.
Tesla has, like, 9 states now that they've got the car doesn't even have a steering wheel.
Well, I think Texas just passed some legislation because they've got, like, Ubers and stuff, like what you're talking about, that don't have a driver, and you get up there and it picks you up. And so I think they've got some legislation, you know, regarding that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm not trying to take the cool effect away, Frank. I was just curious.
Yeah, if your car runs somebody over.
I'll tell you the biggest surprise to me about the self-driving, the biggest surprise is nobody realizes when you drive to I'm just give an idea of driving to Hot Springs. You don't realize how much energy that takes and brain power and your energy out of you. So when you drive on self-driving and you never touch anything, when you get there, you just are completely relaxed. You don't realize driving a car that you are thinking all the time, and your car pulling up beside you on the interstate, and you're, you know, weaving in and out of traffic. When you get there, you're just, it's like you've been on the couch taking a nap, and you're so relaxed from a trip that otherwise you get out of the car.
Yeah.
You don't say, man, I'm tired, but you really are physically tired. When you make a long trip in a car,
you need to get that trick on how you can read the newspaper while.
I don't want to do that, but I'm telling you that I had to go to Hot Springs 3 times in 1 week, and when I got through self-driving, I was so just I wanted to take a nap.
And it takes exits and everything for you.
Yeah, it does everything.
Now, I was about to ask you, you're not actually driving the car, so are you just listening to music, listening to an audiobook?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
You can listen to music. If you got your radio phone hooked up or through the systems, you can talk like that on it. It just wants you, every once in a while,
to be aware.
It wants you to touch the steering wheel. It has a sensor in the wheel. Okay. It just doesn't want you to not watching what's going on. I've never realized how much I'm saying energy. I don't know if that's the right word. You don't know how much.
Well, it's mental energy.
Driving takes out of you when you make a trip.
Yeah. No, I mean,
if you're in heavy traffic, like, you know, at 5:30, you know what traffic, stop and go, pull over this lane, and it makes you nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it does the older you get.
I've got 90 seconds, according to Todd, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk more about the deal today and get into the 9 o'clock hour. JM's down in Poland. Christian Weaver, I'm RJ Hawk. This is Morning Mayhem. It's 8:48.
It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers, under $60,000, starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. people will witness the fitness.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Track Sportsman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance, a reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from Hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem. Him.
Your love lifting me higher.
8:53, Morning Mayhem, live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. We're at the end of the month. Right now, Ram trucks, you can get $15,000 off. Jeep Grand Cherokees up to $8,000. Jeep Gladiator Rubicons, $9,000. And you can get a Jeep Compass for $399 a month out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Christian Weaver, RJ Hawk, Todd Pierce holding things down back in the studio today. Christian, you know, we've talked a little bit about AI and things. Mm-hmm. Justin, by the way, Justin Moore's out in Poland.
Yep. Well, no, he's actually in Colorado Springs,
excuse me, yes. This is my point. I do it one time anytime I get to fill in and host where I get to nerd out about my Dallas Cowboys. And okay, because we know we are all Dallas Cowboy fans, right?
Well, some of us are Washington Commanders fans.
By the way, I saw Deebo Samuel left.
Yeah, he's going back to the 49ers.
Back to the 49ers. But... so, you know, every year is the year the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. Every single
year. That's what they
say. Dak Prescott shows up.
It's his birthday the other day, by the way.
And he shows up at training camp wearing the 1995 throwback Super Bowl champ shirt. And he's now coined the phrase, for this year's team, they are GOTI. G-O-T-I.
Do you have any idea? This is the dumbest thing ever, by the way.
Are you still proud to be a Cowboys fan?
Am I on the right track with the greatest of all time? So what's I?
Greatest offense there is.
Wait. Spell it again.
G-O-T-I.
Oh, I thought you said GOAT.
Greatest offense there is from Dak Prescott.
And you know, I think we could have did better on acronym.
He is getting T-shirts RJ. Made. Yes, Justin.
Are you still proud to be a Cowboys fan?
Yes, let's go Cowboys.
Almighty. Deep down in your heart,
yes,
you know they're not winning the Super Bowl this year, right?
Oh, no, we've got – I mean, think about this. We got Prescott, who was a 4,000-yard passer last year. CeeDee and Pickens, both 1,000-yard receivers. Javonte Williams, 1,000-yard rusher.
Yeah.
You've got all-pro guard Tyler Smith. You got all-rookie selection Tyler Booker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a point. We got one of the greatest offenses in the NFL this year.
You should.
Should have a pretty decent defense. Caleb Downs now. We've got him. I'm just telling you guys, if there's a year –
This is the Cowboys' year.
Jerry just came out and said, we're going all in. He's legit this year. He says he's not holding back.
But did you have this same conversation the last 31 years?
Jerry did say last year he was all in. He did say that. But
isn't he always all in, though?
I mean, you would think, but look, here's
too
the
much
deal.
So.
I know that Justin's a Steeler fan. You're a Commander fan.
Well,
y'all aren't normal living in Arkansas, and you're not a Cowboy fan. But I'm just going to say that, like, this is the year.
I've spent the last 2 days, we've done multiple topics upon my illusionment with football because I'm basically fans of teams that are never good.
Yeah.
I'm an Arkansas fan, and I'm a Washington fan. So, you're also a fan of a team that is really not that good all the time. I would say the Cowboys are mediocre.
We are a regular season team.
Yeah, you're in the mix a lot in the playoff picture.
Can't ever make the.
But you can't really do a whole lot once you get there.
Justin is literally
just can't
the
win
only
a game
one
in the playoffs.
Right.
Justin's literally the only one of the three of us that has a team that is halfway decent.
It's been
postseason.
A rough 15 years, hasn't it, Justin?
Yeah,
really since 2011,
kind of. Yeah, rough is, you know, coming from a Razorback fan.
It's been better.
Exactly. I mean, typically they make the playoffs.
They haven't really made any noise in a while.
No, exactly. But at least for me, from my perspective, and I would say this during the season, that people that would ask me because they know I'm a fan or whatever. And I'd be like, yeah, we'll make the playoffs, but we won't win one game.
Right.
But you know what I mean? You knew since the last Super Bowl, pretty much, there were a couple of years maybe where there was a chance, but you knew going into the playoffs, you're like, we're not good enough to win the Super Bowl. So in that sense, yes.
Well, I don't think your expectations have changed with the addition of Mike McCarthy at the helm instead of Mike Tomlin.
No, not at all.
We got a new defensive coordinator. I'm just telling you. Jason Arnold just sends me a text. Preach. It's the year of the Cowboys.
Todd, send us a break.
It is the year of the Cowboys. It's 850 at your Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store-wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
Ready to relive all those